Section 4, Expanded Story. This is a story about a little boy named James. One day, his mother says, "Come on, James, let's go to the store." She wants to do some shopping. She knows James likes to go shopping too.
"Can I buy some candy, please?"
asks James. "Okay." Now you know why James likes to go shopping. James and his mother drive to the store. In the supermarket, Mother tells James what they need to buy. "We need to buy apples, bananas, bread, eggs, juice, milk, and rice. James, can you get the milk and juice, please?" James wants to help his mother. If he helps her, she will buy him some candy. So James goes to look for the juice and the milk. James walks around in the store.
"Juice and milk. Juice and milk. Juice and milk,"
he says to himself. Aha! James finds a carton of juice and picks it up. Just then, he sees something.
"Oh, look! What is that? It is a balloon."
There is a big, beautiful balloon in the window.
"I want it."
He runs out of the store to catch the balloon. Back in the supermarket, Mother has the apples, eggs, bananas, and rice in her basket. She is looking for James. "Oh, no! Where is James?" she says.
"Who is James?"
asks a friendly woman. "He is my son. He has black hair." She looks everywhere for James. She cannot find him. Where is James? Mother is very worried. Outside, James is running after the balloon. The wind is blowing, and James cannot catch the balloon.
"Oh, no! I cannot get it!"
The wind blows the balloon away. Suddenly, James remembers juice and milk. Uh-oh! He looks around for the supermarket and his mother.
"Where is Mom?"
he says.
"Where am I? I am lost."
James is lost and afraid. He walks into a store. He sees a nice old lady in the store. She is the shopkeeper.
"Hello,"
says James. "Hello," says the old lady. "What's wrong?"
"I cannot find my mommy."
James tells the lady about his mother, the juice and milk, and the balloon. He is afraid, but he doesn't cry. James is a brave boy. "Oh, dear," says the old lady. "Don't worry." She wants to help James. She points to the police station. "Come on," she says.
Let's go to the police station.
She takes James's hand. Before they cross the street, they look left and right and left again. There are no cars coming, so they walk across the street to the police station. In the police station, they meet a nice police officer. He is sitting behind his desk. His job is to help people. Can he help James? James looks at the police officer.
Good morning,
says the police officer.
What's the matter?
I'm lost,
says James.
I cannot find my mommy.
He is still a little afraid. The police officer asks James some questions.
What is your name?
James Lee.
How old are you?
I am 7 years old.
James tells the officer about his mother, the juice and milk, the balloon, and the kind shopkeeper. The police officer writes everything down in his notebook. The old lady and the officer smile. James is not afraid anymore. He smiles too.
What is your telephone number, James?
Asks the police officer. James is happy because he can remember his telephone number.
It is 357-642.
The officer writes the number in his notebook. He picks up the telephone.
Let's call your mother. 357-642.
The police officer talks to James's mother. He tells her that James is at the police station. He is not lost. He is safe. Mother comes to the police station. She is so happy to see James. James, are you okay? She says.
Yes, Mommy,
says James happily.
I am not lost.
Mother looks at the old lady and the police officer. Thank you so much, she says. The old lady and the police officer are happy.
You're welcome.
All's well that ends well. James and his mother go back to the supermarket. Do you know what they are going to buy?